Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
Did you see all this talk about bad road behaviour? There's a lot of... We had it up on our Facebook page talking about what road behaviour annoys you most. Well, yeah, RAC released the results of their latest survey. Top of the list, not getting out of the way of an emergency vehicle.
Mm.
Yeah, I do see that a lot. I don't know if people panic or what it is, but I just let them go
maybe
past.
They've got their radio on, they don't hear it or see it.
The flashing lights in their rear view. I don't know. And I wonder sometimes if it's also that people just wait until the last... You know, there are some people that merge late, and I wonder if they're the kind of people that also go, you know what, I don't need to get out of the lane until they're right behind me.
Yeah. Or they just think they're going to somehow find a way around them. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're just not quick thinkers.
Tell you now, though, change lanes, most people are going to let you in.
Yeah.
You're going to be dealing with a real knob that doesn't let you in when you've got an ambulance up your clacker. You know what I'm saying?
Just get out of the way.
Well, that's the thing. So 83% of respondents listed that one, closely followed by tailgating.
Yep.
Other on the naughty list, failing to use an indicator, using headlights on high beam when it wasn't appropriate. Which is a lot of times.
Yeah.
When there's other cars around. Mm. And in fog, people forget about.
Yeah.
And failing to let another driver in when merging.
That's so annoying.
It is.
Especially when you're doing the right thing. The one thing that annoys me actually is when people zoom down the merging lane when traffic is bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
Instead of just sitting there waiting, they zoom down to the front of the line thinking that someone's going to let them in. Why don't you just slow down and try and merge in with everybody? Because no one's going to let you in if they see you flying down. Yeah.
Everyone's got to wait. And you're creating angst. So
I
people
know.
Are going to make an effort not to let you in if you try and cut the line. Our Facebook post chucks in right lane hogs generally.
Yes.
Wrong indicating and failing to give way. Roundabouts are really tricky. There's a lot of people that don't know how to indicate on a roundabout.
Yes. Oh, my God. There's so many people that indicate around a roundabout. That is the point of a roundabout. You know, when there's people going straight through it, they're indicating that they're
going to go around.
That they're following the curve.
Yeah.
Of course you're following the curve.
Yeah.
But you're going straight, so don't do that.
If you're indicating right and getting off the roundabout, that's not cool.
No. That's annoying.
That's a good rule of thumb.
That's very
annoying. You never ever indicate right when you're getting off a roundabout.
No.
But honestly, I think still the biggest issue is just other people. As far as
I can tell. People in general.
Generally, yeah. I mean, my journey into work is heavenly. Normally, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I just think other people should be banned.
Okay. Yeah. So just us on the road, that's
well,
it.
Look, you don't live anywhere near me, so it'll be okay.
So you're okay. As long as we're apart, that's fine.
Personal trainer suing his date after he caught a cold sore from her. West Londoner Martin Conway claims it had been left traumatised after contracting the sore from his date.
Oh.
Conway believes the date was negligent in kissing him when she had an active cold sore and says that his life and work had been seriously affected as a result.
Okay, so if he knew that she had a cold sore...
Well, I don't think he did.
Right.
I don't think it was obvious. I think it was hidden with makeup and she was kissing him. Hey?
How can he prove that she had one?
Oh, I don't know.
Or did he see it and go in for the kiss anyway and say it was her fault?
Well, no, I think he's saying that he didn't know. He wasn't aware at the time until afterwards he said she had a moral and ethical and legal duty to warn me of the risks that I would be exposed to, the 45-year-old said. Yes, 45 and single.
Right.
Who would have thought that was possible with such a winning personality
I know, he sounds like a keeper, that's for sure.
She'll be devastated, I'd say. You can now own a robot dog.
You can, and it's not just any robot dog. It is the robot dog-looking thing that was walking around telling everyone to go home during quarantine.
In Singapore? This is the Singapore.
Yeah, it's very creepy, I think. But anyway, you can actually buy one yourself if you've got a spare $75,000.
Oh, okay. So, look, that's approachable for most people. Did you say they're called Spot?
Spot. You have to, sign an agreement when you buy it that you agree not to harm anyone intentionally or use Spot as a weapon. So what, you just sign it, be like, yeah, sure, I'm not going to use this to harm anybody. Next minute, bazooka on his back. What's going to stop someone from doing that? It just says if a buyer violates the condition, they will stop the license from renewing, which will eventually cause the machine to deactivate.
Oh, eventually.
After he's killed how many people?
This dog will eventually rust.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right.
Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
Yes, here he is. Come in, Malcolm Blight. Morning to you.
Hey, Nicky and DeMello. Hi, guys. How are you? Nice piece of sound there. Nice audio.
Oh, we thought you'd like that.
Now, look, probably a slightly disappointing week for WA fans.
Yeah. We spoke to Brad Shepherd, you know, the West Coast Eagles halfbacker. Yeah, no excuses, though. I mean, I've been really pleased. Both teams have made no excuses. You know, they're living in different beds. Finally, now they can play a bit of golf or go surfing. I don't know why they couldn't. They could do, if they were in Perth, they'd do that as normal fact of life, if that's what they do. So they'll be in a better frame of mind this week, both teams, I'll guarantee you.
5:40 Saturday, Lions take on the Eagles at the Gabba. You can catch that on 7, mate. Now, the Lions won last week, but they only beat Freo by a couple of goals. What do you reckon's going to happen there?
Yeah, look, I thought the Lions were quite bubbly. Freo were brave. West Coast don't lose two in a row very often. I think they've been the most professional club, the most winning interstate club since the AFL started. They don't very often lose two. They were great. I think this is the match of the round.
Okay.
It really is.
And there's going to be fans there. Do you think that's going to, obviously, I would assume there'd be a lot more Brizzy fans there.
You would think.
there's a lot of Perth people, obviously, in Brisbane and vice versa. I would think, I was at the Adelaide Oval when Port Adelaide played Adelaide last weekend. And the 2,240, I did count them, made a bit of noise. You know, it actually echoes around the stadium a bit. So you actually knew there were people there. And it's a bit like the waffle over there.
Yeah.
You've got 3,000 people there and it's still okay.
It's a good crowd.
Make a difference then. And we've also got Dockers, Port Adelaide on Sunday. Jesse Hogan's back for the Dockers.
Yeah, and Port Adelaide are flying. You've got them at the wrong time.
Mm.
They've got a really good team going here. I think they're a chance to play deep in the finals.
They thumped Adelaide last week. So it's going to be a tough one for Freo, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But Freo have been brave in both their games. I mean, I know they've lost them, but they've only lost by small margins. And it'll be nice to see Justin Longmire get a win up somewhere down the track, give him some confidence.
Are you going to lean towards a Port game, though?
Yeah, I do like Port Adelaide. I've watched a bit of them, and they were sensational last week and the week before.
So that's Sunday at Metricon. Also catch that on 7, mate. Enjoy your weekend. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, good on you guys. Thanks.
Nicky and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Now, the cold weather's obviously arrived, so you may notice plenty of charities have started their winter appeals.
Yep.
It's a particularly harsh time of year for people doing it tough, and I see Food Bank appealing for donations, and as are other groups like, you know, Smith Family, Salvation Army, Mission Australia, Vinnie's.
And they're all doing it tough right now. You know, people have less disposable income to give to these charities, so if you are someone that can give, it'd be amazing.
That's right. We're starting Thinking of You Week. Did you know?
Thinking of You. Today.
Now, this is something card makers John Sands have come up with. So, obviously, their hope is, because I'm guessing it's a lull in the card buying calendar. But it is a nice thought. It encourages people to connect, not because of any special occasion, but just because. About reaching out and making the world a better, more thoughtful and caring place. So a card is a nice thing.
I do love a good card.
Out of nowhere, especially.
And a lot of people don't do it anymore.
That's right.
Birthdays and Christmas, I always do a card, but I've noticed we haven't been receiving as many cards. Just a gift and no card. Write a card. It's lovely.
There you go. So Thinking of You Week begins today.
Nice.
And today in the States, it is at National Go Fishing Day.
Go fishing.
And it ties in kind of well with the fact that it's World Sushi Day.
Oh, so go fishing and get the fish for your sushi.
Well, there you go.
But also, it's not a good day for fishing, so maybe don't do that.
Yes. But you can eat fish today.
Yes.
Try and, like, just buy some.
Someone's done the hard work for you.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. And once again, we go down the entertainment rabbit hole with Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Netflix have released the trailer for Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams' new movie about the Eurovision Song Contest. The movie is called Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, which is the name of a small town Icelandic band chasing their dream of winning Eurovision.
All right, everyone. I am Lars. This is Sigrid. We are Fire Saga.
Who wants to hear a Eurovision song?
All of Iceland thinks we are a joke.
That's not true.
And my father is ashamed of me.
No, he's not.
He looked me into the eyes and said, I am ashamed of you.
Maybe he was drunk.
He said, and you might think that I'm drunk, but I am
dead sober.
Idiot.
Ah, yeah. The father is it Pierce Brosnan, a former James
Looks
Bond?
Looks like him, yeah. Yes. Awesome stuff.
With some great facial hair.
Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga arrives 26th of June on Netflix. Now, reports are Kristen Stewart is set to play Princess Diana in an upcoming movie about her exit from the royal family.
Okay.
The flick will be called Spencer and will cover a critical weekend in the early 90s when Diana decided her marriage to Prince Charles was over and she needed to veer away from the path that put her in line to one day be queen. The drama takes place over 3 days of her final Christmas holidays in the House of Windsor, and production is expected to begin early next year.
Wow.
In a creepy art imitating life scenario, Chris D'Elia, comedian and star of the latest season of popular Netflix show You, has been accused of grooming underage girls. Now, in the second season of You, D'Elia plays a rich, super famous comedian who secretly is a child molester. And now in real life, multiple women are alleging that D'Elia has harassed them via texts and DMs while they're underage, asking them, can we make out? Things like asking to send them pictures. It's all very weird. D'Elia is yet to respond.
Creepy.
And on a lighter note, Dolly Parton's dropping a new book later this year called Songteller, My Life in Lyrics. This is her explaining what it will be about.
Not only will you be able to revisit the lyrics, but I'll tell you never-before-heard stories behind the songs, and we've even dug up never-before-seen pictures and handwritten lyrics, too.
Bring it on.
Love it. The Songteller book will arrive sometime in November.
Nikki and Zamello. Back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.